Earlier today, the Pontifical Biblical Institute hosted the launching of a new book on Judas, written by British author Jeffrey Archer, best known for his page-turning thrillers. However, there have been questions about the orthodoxy of his new book, and people are asking why it's getting such media attention. Lydia O'Kane takes a closer look.
The Gospel of Judas by British writer Jeffrey Archer draws as its inspiration the Gnostic Gospel of Judas, which made news last year. It's a fictitious account of his life and times, and tries to say that Judas was not such a bad person. The Dean of Theology at the Athenaeum Regina Apostolorum in Rome, Father Thomas Williams, says such attempts are not new.
We even have in popular culture all sorts of examples of this. Jesus Christ Superstar, the novel I, Judas. You have, you know, many people that have written about trying to in some way exonerate Judas from these charges of being the bad guy. You know, he was probably just trying to help Jesus. Some say he was trying to push Jesus into revealing himself more fully. He thought Jesus was going too slowly. That's not the idea we get from the canonical Gospels, which describe Judas, first of all, as a thief, that he held the common purse and would kind of help himself to what was in it, and also that he, in the end, really didn't seem to believe in Jesus anymore, that he had kind of been deluded and he felt that things weren't going right. And so in the end, he handed him over.
So why is it being presented at the Pontifical Biblical Institute? We spoke to the Institute's rector, Father Stefano Pisano.
A question that many people will ask is why the Biblical Institute has accepted to host the presentation of this book. The Institute, as a scholarly institution, is not concerned with modern-day fiction. The only reason why we accepted to allow the book to be presented is the presence of Father Francis Maloney, who is a well-known and very capable New Testament scholar. The story of Judas is one that has raised questions throughout history, and we accepted Father Maloney's request to present the book so that he could give us his view of what we know and what we do not know about Judas from the way he is portrayed in the New Testament. I would like to emphasize that allowing the presentation of this book does not imply that either the Biblical Institute itself or the Vatican or the Pope endorses this book in any way. We simply wish to provide a forum for scholarly discussion on one aspect of New Testament studies, and we are counting on Father Maloney to provide that discussion and to explain the reasons for his own participation in this project.
Father Pisano says he hopes the presentation will encourage more people to read the Bible carefully, intelligently, and prayerfully. I'm Lydia O'Kane.